back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
And?
You go, dog.
Dipstick, man.
You go, dog.
Is that you write that?
That's right. Wow. That's an old song I wrote called Dipstick. And I'm saying, once again, brother from another mother, man.
Let's hear it.
Who uses stick more than you?
Oh, yes.
My sweet, caress you and lick you from your ears to your feet. Tonight I'll make your body talk. I'm gonna hit your switch, make you scream.
Chunky, I'm your boy.
It was that alter ego, Chunky ACD.
You are a stud, man.
So you can't write something under your own name because I don't have that kind of heart.
Right.
No, that was my alter ego, my brother Chunky A, and that was Dipstick.
Dude, you are the king of all studs. You really are.
Oh yeah, right.
Nobody gets more tailed than this guy. Nobody.
And
if you want to know, ask him, man.
I'm glad I told my son to listen.
Oh, is that right? you know what I meant. I mean,
yes.
Taping the tail on the donkey.
Absolutely, I invented the game.
All right, folks. It is a little bit after 9 o'clock. And that must mean news with Gina Grad, everyone.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Hear that one about Gina. Some say she's much too loose. That came straight from a guy who claims he's tasting her juice.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
This song sucks. I hate you, Randy.
Wow. I'm pissed.
I don't know why he does that to me.
All right,
I really don't.
If you want to see what Gina Grad looks like, go to our website, 971freefm.com.
If you want to see what her apartment looks like, go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
That's a nasty-ass room.
room being the operative word.
I'm not lying, boy. It was like a Snoop lyric. That's the nastiest room I ever seen.
Hey, guys, can we put Gina, those guys in there? We'll put Gina on camera here. You want to stand up and do the news, baby?
Whatever you want, baby.
All right, there she is, Gina Grad. There she is on camera right now. And right there, Gina Grad. All right, so Gina, what's going on with that news?
Tim, a lot of news tonight. First of all, Tropic Thunder, as you know, opens in wide release today. And people are not happy about the language being used in this movie. And I know that you played the audio of what everyone is up in arms about. So here's the audio of some advocacy groups explaining why these scenes are so very offensive.
All right, here we go, everybody. Why the Tropic Thunder is so controversial.
We believe this film humiliates people with intellectual disabilities unnecessarily. There's one use of the N-word, 17 uses of the R-word.
DreamWorks knew they had lines that are going to stick in people's head. People are going to walk out and they're going to use those lines, and they're damaging.
Folks, it's a movie.
It's just entertainment.
It's a movie.
Let's everybody relax just a bit, man.
There's a war in Atlanta, Georgia. Why are we worried about this movie?
It's a movie. All right, anything else going on there, Gina Grad?
Yes, well, actor John Voight has been making the press rounds ever since his anti-Obama op-ed piece appeared in the Washington Times. And here we have some audio of Mr. Voight being interviewed by Bill O'Reilly. In this clip, Voight reacts to the concept that conservatives are outnumbered in Hollywood 100-1.
Wow, is that right? That's the number?
100-1.
Holy smokes.
I can't stand John Voight's
ass. I got to jump into the other group. I'm outnumbered, man. All right, here we go. John Voight on with Arsenio's good friend Bill O'Reilly.
I was doing an interview a couple of days ago, and somebody was just very surprised that they had a conservative in Hollywood, and which is really, of course, it's quite it's humorous on the one hand because obviously this is a democracy. We require dialogue and interaction, and you need to have free speech and competing ideas in order for us to be healthy and grow. But I would suggest that if they didn't have conservatives in Hollywood, they should import them so that there would be proper dialogue and everybody get balanced.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I still believe that if you raise a daughter right, she will never sleep with Billy Bob Thornton. So that's all I got to say about him.
I better get home and do some raising. But yeah, I've had lunch with John Voight. I think he's a decent gentleman.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you missed last week's show, major fan of Arsenio Hall.
You know what?
Arsenio Counterpoint?
Yes. I hate Paul McCartney even more than I hate John Voight. I see. I like to dislike people that are hard to dislike.
You know? I see. Okay,
everybody loves Paul McCartney,
right?
But
except you.
I can't stand. I like. What's the one-legged lady? What's the lady with one leg?
Heather Mills.
I'm the only one that sided with Heather Mills in the divorce. I can't stand Paul McCartney.
Is that right?
Let's do the baseline on this. He has no talent. You know, it was all about John and Ringo. I can't stand this guy. He screwed me on a deal one time. I gotta
Is that
tell
right?
you. Oh, I can't stand it.
On a movie?
No. It was a business deal we had. And I was supposed to do him a favor, and he was going to do me a favor.
Uh-oh.
And my side favor never happened.
Really?
Can't stand his ass. I hope Heather Mills take all his money. And let me stop. I can't stand him.
Not a fan.
No.
Yeah. Wait until Arsenio gets a couple drinks in him, and he'll tell you how much he hates Johnny Carson next.
I love Johnny, but Mother Teresa will whip her ass if I ever run into it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. John Voight and Paul McCartney. You don't think he's talented, huh?
I just think, hey, look.
Guy F.G.
It's a free country. I like the other three Beatles. I just like the other three. Oh. And I love to sit with Michael Jackson and laugh about how he tricked Paul out of the catalog. Michael owns the Beatles songs. You don't even own your own stuff. You can't sing Yesterday unless you call Michael. I can't stand his ass.
Hey, you know what? I never thought about this, but if Paul McCartney goes on tour and plays his songs, does Michael Jackson make money?
If it's a television vehicle or something, like live, Paul's clear. But say, for instance, Paul wanted to do it on the Grammys. They have to go to the owner of that track. And the owner is, oh, brother with the chopped up nose. He got your catalog.
Wow. How pissed is Paul, though?
And by the way, Paul had a conversation with Mike about owning stuff and catalogs and everything. And he had no idea that Mike was looking at him thinking, I'm going to get your ass, too.
Wow. How much did he buy it for, do you know?
Wow. You know, I'm not sure, but it's kept him...
Kept him going.
Yeah, kept him going. Oh, owning that catalog, they'll never be able to take him down.
Is Hit Her With My Dipstick part of that catalog?
Now, don't joke, but, Dipstick was written by Marvin Hamlisch and myself.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
So Marvin wrote the music, I wrote the
Michael
lyrics.
Doesn't own that?
No. I'm going to always have paper because of Dipstick, you know. Cheese!
Very popular. All right, let's continue.
Wait.
Check my oil, please.
I wrote that part. Then Marvin Hamlisch wrote this part right here.
Is it Gina?
Let me try that.
Chunky, will you check my oil, please?
Wow, that's pretty good.
That was me. That's not a standing offer, by the way.
Staring at Arsenio while you say it, though, it seems like it is. All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina Graham?
Yes, well, Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps broke another record in Beijing. The gold medalist won another gold in the 200-meter butterfly, which makes him a 5-time gold medalist so far in these games and an 11-time gold medalist all in all for his 6 golds in 2004.
Wow.
Yeah, here we have some audio of his latest victory.
All right, here we go. Michael Phelps, everybody. Kicking ass in that swimming.
The turn for home and Olympic history for Michael Phelps. Just ahead of the world record right now. Getting a little pressure from Burmester down at the bottom of the screen in lane one. But he's got the clear lead right now. 15 meters left for Michael Phelps. Career Olympic gold medal number 10 in his sights. He's going to stand alone in Olympic history. Is it going to be a...
We don't know the rest of that?
No.
Apparently...
That's it, huh? You never know if he won?
I think that's how it ended, though. Even at the arena, I think.
Dead silence.
Yeah, everything just stopped and he disappeared.
Yeah.
He just stopped swimming.
He vanished.
Yeah. For a record! Yes!
Oh, there it is. All right. Fantastic. You know, I watched that yesterday. I taped the Olympics while we work at night, and then I watch them when I get home. And I was watching the relay, the 200-meter relay that the United States had. Mm-hmm. Michael Phelps was the leadoff guy.
Okay.
And they beat the second place team, which I think was, I don't know, it was like South Africa or England or Germany, whoever was second place. They beat him by like 7 seconds, mm-hmm. which is a lot. They beat the world record by 5 seconds.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on in that pool.
Well, you know what? we got them back because what they're doing with the Chinese female gymnasts, the girls that are underage, I think.
Right.
Have you read about this? Oh, they're getting us on this.
There's underage
there,
chicks.
Is there an age?
Oh,
is there an age limit?
Well, you know, yes.
There
yes.
is?
Well, here's the deal. You're supposed to be the age that's on your birth certificate.
Oh, there
and your
you go.
Visa.
Okay.
It's almost like the opposite of the Cuban Little League team. Wink, wink. These girls are apparently younger than they say they are.
Wow, is that right?
And, yeah, there's been a lot of controversy. We're getting jobbed on that.
Oh, man. Somebody's cheating over there.
Yeah, so I'm glad Michael is doing his thistle in the water.
Well, did you hear about, what is her name? The woman Heidi Krieger, I believe, from the German Olympics way back when. She's now Andreas Krieger because she didn't know that she was taking so many shots and pills of testosterone that the Germans were giving her, the East Germans, and had no idea, she claims, and started developing like a man and having male feelings and started being attracted to women, and now she just had a complete sex change operation, just said screw it
and became a man.
Yeah.
Maybe
wow.
That's,
yeah.
Not a
so
bad way to
a
go.
Lot of, there's a little bit of funny business going on in that Olympics sometimes.
Yeah. Didn't we have somebody here that could change, like, you had a good point. He could turn a penis into a vagina, the doctor?
Oh, yeah.
And you said it sounded like something a magician would do in Vegas. And it does sound like something. You put a scarf on your hand and all of a sudden, voila, a penis.
But it's also...
Now tell Chris Angel that.
But isn't it a surgery that you would pay to see in Vegas?
When absolutely.
If you smoked a couple of joints, you're down about a grand in the casino.
And I would like to see Jess Siegfried do it, you know? And then I would like to see when the penis appears under the scarf, I would like the lion to bite the penis off. The whole place go crazy.
And what did you call that, Tim? The banana split?
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. I mean, that, you know, they split the banana and it becomes the big V.
Yes. You know? Yeah. And you have to kind of reduce it, unless your banana is different than mine.
It might be.
You got to get rid of some of the banana, right?
Not in my case, man.
I think it just goes on up.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me. It's yeah. like a lyric to the Jeffersons. It goes on up to the E5.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Yes. Well, a 53-year-old Sandy Allen, who grew to be 7 feet 7 inches tall and was recognized around the world as the world's tallest female, died today.
Aww.
Sandy, who used to her height to inspire school children to accept those who are different, died at a nursing home in Shelbyville. The cause of death was not yet known, but coincidentally, Allen lived in the same nursing home as 115-year-old Edna Parker, whom Guinness had recognized as the world's oldest person alive since August 2007.
And how old was the tall chick?
53.
53?
Yeah.
What'd she die of?
Well, they don't know, but she was admitted to the nursing home because of blood clots and infections and, you know, things just weren't working right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's the problem with tall people and fat people.
Things, it's like progeria. It advances quickly.
You don't really see 90.
Yeah.
You never see, like, a guy who's 350 pounds and he's, like, celebrating his 94th birthday.
Absolutely.
Never happens.
When I see really fat people, I always say goodbye, no matter what the situation is, because, you know, eventually,
you know, Adam Carolla, when I asked him, I guess he talked about this on the show as well, but I asked him one day, you know, what was the biggest, like, you know, mistake you've ever made, like, interviewing? You ever, like, really insult somebody? He says, yeah. He said he was interviewing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he says, hey, Kareem, you ever think of this, that you don't really get, you don't really see guys in their 90s who are 7'2"? He's like, what?
Ouch.
And he goes, and he stopped and he goes, well, oh man, he goes, I really feel bad. I mean, I didn't mean to say it that way. I didn't, I hope that didn't come out. And he felt like really terrible he said that.
As a matter of fact, Tim, you just depressed me, man. I got a lot of tall friends. Look at this young man is 6'2" guard, Pepperdine.
No, I'm talking about 7 feet. You see a guy who's like 6'2", 6'3". You see him in their 80s all the time.
Yeah.
But when you got 7'4", man, I don't know. That's tough.
And have you ever seen a casket for a center? I mean... Because you can, I guess you can make caskets, huh?
You can get bigger ones?
I
know they make fat ones. They make, you know, extra large
double
caskets.
Wide.
Look at that.
Double wide.
Do I?
I think that
look
was
at
Lycus.
That.
Oh, Lycus. Oh, I thought that was a
I get it. There's a thread there. We're talking about
well, no,
caskets.
But I know if you have, like, if you're like 450 pounds, 500 pounds, they have a big size casket for you.
And you need extra handles, too, because you got to have a few more guys, right?
Do you need to buy 2 plots? Or are they going to charge you extra?
I wonder if it's like United Airlines. You know?
Yeah.
Is there some kind of extra fee?
Taking up a lot of ground.
An extra belt you get.
And the tombstone is just like a big hamburger. Big granite hamburger. Or a stack of hotcakes.
A large granite McNugget.
It's kind of what it looks like anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One big McNugget.
With a date. With two dates, actually.
And they're usually pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 1968 to 1969.
Dad, a fat baby on the Maury Povich show. Okay, let me stop. Because all my family's fat. Everyone I love is fat.
Everybody is?
Yes. You know? Yes, except my mother.
But when you die of like in strange circumstances.
My mother does coke.
Your mom does cocaine? Wow. You know, the microphone's
on. She's very thin. Her teeth are falling. Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah, it's still on the air. In Cleveland, too.
I'll be there.
But when you find somebody like dies of a crazy death, isn't it always easier at the funeral? You know? Because you're like, remember there was a guy in an armored car. This happened about 5 or 6 years ago. And he's in the back of the armored car, and the armored car gets an accident, and he literally was killed by the coins. Flying around. Oh, you know, the bags of coins crushed him and killed him.
Bag of nickels.
Yeah. And I remember what comedian said this, but he was nickeled and dimed to death. Right?
Oh, that's funny.
So, but at this guy's funeral, isn't it a little easier to make fun of for the day than, you know, if the guy dies of a stroke or a heart attack? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
The guy went out. You know, coins beat him.
What's that like when you arrive in heaven? You know, we have to tell people what happened.
It's just a lot of backward coin marks on your face. Yeah, that's the dime. That's the nickel right there.
Hey, there's an old backwards buffalo on your forehead.
All right, anything else going on in the news, Gina Grab?
Yes, well, finally, a study suggests that women who take the birth control pill can lead a woman to choose the wrong partner in life. The pill is thought to disrupt an instinctive mechanism that brings together people with complementary genes and immune systems. And it's thought that couples with different genes are also less likely to experience fertility problems or miscarriages. But research carried out on 100 women provided evidence that the pill can upset this process by showing that women who began using contraception shifted towards men with genetically similar odors. So it's screwing things up here.
This sounds crazy. You know, I'm just from an old school basic pimping kind of point of view, and I don't get this. This is a complicated story, Gina.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It clears up a lot.
Really?
For me, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
In what way, Tim?
Well, because there's no other way I would be able to get chicks unless, you know, they were on the pill and it effed up their sensibilities.
And there's no other way I would be picking guys like Tim unless...
Were you on the pill at one point?
Oh, yeah.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Why all your crazy choices, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Some bad choices.
Are you off the pill now?
Oh, you still got some residue, huh?
Yeah, I think I got a little leftover reserve.
Right? You could sneak one in and get away with it, right?
I'm weaning myself off. Oh, yeah, wow. No, but I think there's some validity to that because you know the pill makes you crazy anyway. Makes you totally insane.
Well, I didn't. Are you saying you're on the pill or not?
What do you want to know?
Well, Gina, I don't want to do this on the air.
Because I know, but it's the only place you're comfortable talking.
I know,
to me,
but I would not feel comfortable doing this off the air. But can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you sexually active?
Why? No, I'm not.
You've never told us that you were.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I haven't been this uncomfortable since the OJ decision.
I'm no. I'm taking a powder right now.
Oh, I'm just actually testing this out because I got to do this with my daughter one day. Are you sexually active, Sophia?
Oh my god!
Now I get cookies.
Yes. I don't know if you want cookies now, baby.
There's a cookie joke there. I'm not going for.
Yeah. So luckily, right now I'm not having this problem, but I've had it in the past.
Okay. All right. So the pill made you crazy.
A little bit.
Had it messed with your temper?
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know if things fire the way they're supposed to. I think they fire a little quick.
But once you're off the pill, do you make better decisions for yourself and partners?
In the fact that I'm making a decision that I don't have one, you know what I mean?
Oh,
just stay away from everybody.
All right.
You know, protect all the men out there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gina Grab, man. Don't walk by. You'll get her pregnant. She's ready to go here, ma'am. All right, Gina Grant with the news. Anything else in the news there, baby?
It's really hot in here.
And the door is open. That's what's scary.
All right,
that's what's going on.
Nothing? All right, that's the news.
The news with Gina Grant.
Randy, you and the Timex Social Club.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
All right, folks, we are live on the internet. If you want to check it out at 971freefm.com, and we're going for a world record. What are we up to in there, fellas? 48,000? Is that right? 48,000 people have checked in since 8 o'clock.
Come on, call your friends. Y'all help us out.
It's like a telethon. Like
Yeah.
Here we go.
Brother from another mother.
Not that we make any money per hit.
Oh, no, that's why they call it Free FM.
Yeah, Free FM. And free tele webcasts, everything's free around here.
Jack TV up in here.
All right, go to 971freefm.com or go to the website that puts all of this on, StickCam, STICK, StickCam.com.
Believe me, your demographic knows how to spell stick.
Yeah, StickCam.com. And we also have to thank Pomodoro for coming in. They gave us the best food here before we started the show, pasta and salad and all kinds of desserts. So go to Pomodoro.com. There's a Pomodoro in your neighborhood. And you're not going to get a better Italian meal.
And by the way, if you go to their website, you can download Noki.
Yes. You can see us on their website, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go to Pomodoro.com.
How do you say it? Gnocchi?
Gnocchi. Gnocchi, yeah. I think, yeah. Those little, like pillows?
Like dough. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they actually look, yeah.
Yeah, those. I never got those. Never understood why
like
those
hacky,
are.
Yeah. Little mushy balls.
Yeah, it's just nothing. It's like eating nothing.
Do you like chicken and dumplings?
Not really, no. Burger and fries. Okay.
After I get you to bring a masseuse to you and your wife, I want to take you to Roscoe's for chicken and dumplings.
Okay. And is that before or after church at the Forum?
It's always kind after church, Tim.
Funky schedule we got going, huh?
All black people after church go to Roscoe's or, what's the other one, Reg? What's the other soul food restaurant? M&M's, yeah. See, I thought you'd been rich so long you wasn't going to have a name for me.
M&M's.
Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
All right, Randy, please. Randy just pooped in his pants because we're late here. the home of the most obvious sound effects in radio. I think Randy just pooped in his pants. boy. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Arsenio has brought in a one of his very many women that he hangs with.
Okay, no, wait. No, let's
it's not,
break
I'm not
it down.
A girlfriend or anything. It's just a woman that you know. You know a lot of women.
Yeah, and I want you to know how I met this woman. This is a young lady that kept Diddy sane. During a period when it could have gone the other way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then I should be an easy case.
I checked out. This is Sean's masseuse.
Diddy?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Sean turned me on to her, and she has something connected between her hands and God. And that's how I describe it.
Yeah. And you know she's Sean Diddy's masseuse because she's doing this with a 45.
She actually has the butt of a gun on his lumbar.
That's the gun massage.
Hey, by the way, we're on a webcast, so I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, we are.
You're
watched. Now you're on TV.
Yeah, people in China are watching you do this.
He goes by Sean Combs now, right? Is that right? Not Diddy Combs, right?
You can call him whatever you want.
P. Diddy?
Yeah, we're not a part of all that.
Is P. Diddy like calling that what you're wearing now FUBU?
You know what? What is it? I think this is Echo, by the way. What is this that I'm wearing? I don't even know what this is. Oh, yeah, this is Echo. Echo.
Yeah.
If Diddy saw this, he would, like, rip at it.
Really?
And he would give me a card, and he would have people from his place send you clothes the next day.
Wow. I gotta meet Diddy. Get some clothes. I got a Kohl's now. All right. Well, that really does. I mean, I've had a bad back and a bad neck since I was about 12.
Right.
And I think I'm cured.
But unless I made you meet her, you would never dial the number.
No, I wouldn't.
Now, Tim, Are you going to have a come to the house?
When my dad rolls up at my house, I look out the blinds and hit the floor.
It's like, why is it carrying all those Emmys? Hey, would you invite her to your house to do your wife?
It wouldn't be the first time. Yes. Yes. Would you do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She said yes.
Yeah, come over to the house and I'll take my kid out and you can massage my wife. And then I'll come back. They'll both be naked on the couch smoking cigarettes. I'm like, oh,
cigarettes,
man.
Cigarettes with no names twisted at the end.
Like rubbing each other's feet.
You want some more Purple Kush, baby?
All right. We got to take a break here. Oh, Bubba. All right. To millions of women who it's been a great liberator over the past four decades, allowing them the freedom and control of their fertility and their relationships. But the contraceptive pill could also be responsible for skewing their hormones and attracting them to the wrong partner. So here's the question for women only. Only women around the world who are listening right now. If you're on the pill, do you have a great relationship? Because according to this report here, it says you probably have a dysfunctional relationship and you've picked the wrong person if you're on the pill. So if you're currently on the pill or just have stopped taking the pill, did this F up your personal life and your relationships? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, this does make a lot of sense because most of the women I've ever dated in my life were on the pill.
Yeah.
And otherwise, who wants this walking in at 11 o'clock every night?
You know?
Who wants to open that door?
Yo, from one man to another, you're harding yourself, bro. You know? Because it's really about, in the end, it ain't really about looks. It's about game. And it's about popularity and paper and a lot of other things.
Man. So far, I'm 0 for about 4.
Have you ever seen Rob Lowe's wife?
Yes.
It ain't about being good looking all the time.
Yeah, I know, but he had to do that because he got caught effing a 16-year-old.
Oh.
He had to make a quick move.
Oh, okay.
See, I haven't done that. You see, a lot of these guys, they'll have like hookers or be caught with underage girls, and they're like, oh, I got to fix this. I'll marry that chick who I'm not really into, you know? That happens. You ever see that? Like a guy gets caught with a hooker and all of a sudden he gets married like, 6 months later?
Either marriage or religion.
Yes.
I found Jesus after that incident.
Yeah. I have seats right behind Arsenio Hall at the Forum every Sunday. Just sitting there. All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you're a woman and you're on the pill or have been on the pill, did that screw up your taste in men? We'd like to know. We're doing our own study here. 520-9710, that's our main number here in Southern California, and reachable throughout the world on 888-520-9710. You can watch the show live right now and see what Arsenio Hall looks like without the hair, because on his website, you still got some...
The braids are off my head, and they'll be off the website in a week. On your back, that's Llama Amin, and Jay Khan, I got your back at home now.
All right. Go and check it out on the website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. We are so far have 56,000 people watching, and we're looking for 100,000 before 11 o'clock tonight. So if you can give us a hand, that'd be great. And if you say, well, F those guys, I don't want to watch them, that's fine, too.
If you turn it on right now, I'll send Llama to your house.
Wow, is that right?
Yes, indeed. Because I got cheese like that.
All right, Llama, man. I feel like I could pass out. I could fall asleep right now.
I feel like you could rap.
All right, 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Check us out on the web. We are on the web right now on video, 971freefm.com. That's 971freefm.com. And so far, we have 60,000 people around the world.
We got 60,000 people in the studio tonight.
Yeah, we got a lot of people. It's like a big party. This is great. 60,000 people around the world checking this out, and we're looking for 100,000 people before 11 o'clock. So we got an hour and 14 minutes.
Yeah, somebody call the DeBarge family. We're trying to get them in bunches.
Or the Wayans.
Yes, call the Wayans, call the Osmonds, the Jacksons. Let's get it on.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Has the pill, and we're talking about the pregnancy pill or the anti-pregnancy pill, but they just call it the pill, right?
Yeah, the pill is fine.
Yeah,
the young kids use that for ecstasy, but our generation calls the pill the birth control pill.
Yeah. And Arsenio Hall would know.
No, I'm just riffing, man.
No, man.
This is jazz comedy. I'm just riffing.
This guy is the most well-read comic. He knows more about
the street.
You could show him a pill off the street, and he'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, like... Oh, that's Bayer.
All right. Has the pill screwed up your relationship and the decisions that you've made in trying to select the perfect dude for you in your life? Let's talk to
RuPaul from Oxnard.
Stephanie in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Steph.
I love you both, okay?
Arsenio,
been a fan. And Tim, you, my dad and your dad used to play cards together at Commerce and all the old-time clubs, you know.
Is that right?
Anyway, what I want to say is, isn't that a good excuse to use a pill for something like that?
Oh,
because my parents come from a foreign country. They should have never been parents. And now you're going to use a pill?
Wait, where are your parents from?
Italy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I want to tell you, my dad is like, name me some of the clubs, Papa, that come over there from one. Cause it's been a while. What is it?
I have no idea what she's saying.
In L.A., you know, the bad part of town.
Hey, Stephanie?
Yes?
Do you know what gin flies are?
Why? Are you going to tell me I'm that? I wouldn't insult me like that, do
you? No, baby.
What? I was going to say, you can't be that cruel.
Gin flies are when you've been drinking a lot, you think there's a fly in front of you.
I'll admit it. Man, I had a rough day.
Constantly grabbing stuff, but there's nothing really there.
Okay, fine. I just say, okay, what do you want me to say? I say it's like such a sad excuse.
This is how Halle Berry sounded on the cell phone right before she crashed.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I know. I
believe
you.
And wait till your little girl gets up there, Poppy. You're going to hear stuff you have never heard in your life before.
Like, Dad,
I'm
why didn't you end that call earlier?
Arsenio, but I know you know it because you probably did it on your own mother, and so did Tim.
Hey,
I have no idea what she
said. Whatever.
Hey, Stephanie?
I think she said something about your mama, by the way.
No, I did not. I said you guys use that story. You know, blame anything on your parents and let us get away with murder.
Hey, Stephanie, we're going to put you on hold and give you something. Can you hold on?
Of course.
All right. There she goes. Stephanie, everybody.
A pleasure.
All right. Now let's send her back to Gina.
Caller?
Yes.
Hello. How are you today?
Adios. Yes, fine.
Can I please have your first name only and your birth date, please?
Sure.
All right, and what city are you calling me from?
Riverside, California.
Yep.
Stephanie.
All right, go ahead.
And what else do you want? My
birth
date?
Did you have a question?
What do you want?
Did you have a question?
Honey, I already talked to him.
Hi, dear, how are you?
Who is this?
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
No, baby, I'm a Capricorn. I'm New Year's Eve.
I'm seeing some forgetting possibly.
Oh, wait a minute.
And I'm seeing a new baby in the next 3 months.
Or what? Who is this?
Is there a gentleman in your life?
Many.
Is he incarcerated?
Not that I'm connected really with. I'm smart.
Did he used to play football when...
I'm not on the air, right?
I want you to really remember the pill, all right?
Of course I remember.
I love you.
Well, gracias.
Yeah.
Take it.
Well, I know this doesn't make sense, but you know that things always happen for a reason. Don't you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Caller?
Yes?
I'm Miss Cleo.
Who is that?
Cleo.
What did they do to me? What?
Pardon me?
Hold on. She talked to Miss Cleo for a while. All right, send her the perfect push-up. She's going to need that.
And send her a jar of gin flies and a no gin fly pest strip.
The perfect vodka. I mean, the Perfect Push-Up. Get ripped for under $40. Visit perfectpushup.com and get up your strength with the Perfect Push-Up. There she goes. She'll enjoy that. I'm sure she already has one. All right, folks, we got to take ourselves a small break.
Hey, Tim, who is that? That girl right there?
I don't know.
Okay, we have to find out.
You don't know her? I thought she was one of your friends.
No, but she might be tomorrow. Who the hell is that
All
beast?
All right, folks, check out the website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com, and we're live. 62,000 people have checked it out so far. 971freefm.com, and we're live video streaming on the website. It is Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.